Hey, grown-ups.
On the Nintendo Switch system, there's so many worlds you can explore.
Like Hyrule, where I can fight enemies and save the kingdom with Link.
That sounds adventurous.
Or my very own island in Animal Crossing New Horizons, where I can fish whenever I want.
Whoa, look at the size of that thing. You can find even more worlds to explore on the Nintendo Switch system. Games rated E to E10+. Games and systems sold separately.
Hey, grown-ups, do you ever want to whisk your family away on a fun and exhilarating adventure? What if we helped you make it a possibility every single week? And from the comfort of your home, car, or wherever you are. It's the Cat in the Hat Cast, a weekly podcast presented by our partners at Purina. Your pet, our passion. Fill your week with sing-alongs, laughter, and a pinch of mayhem as you spend time with the oh-so-mischievous Cat in the Hat and his cautious pal, Fish. Tune in with the whole family, including your furriest friends, because when we spend time together, the fun never ends. You'll never guess what surprises the Cat in the Hat will pull out of his hat next. Follow the Cat in the Hat Cast on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Today, the air smelled distinctly of sweet, freshly baked apple pies. All the people in town were wearing cozy knit sweaters and thick woolen socks. Each leaf on every tree was a brownish-orange color. Autumn had arrived in Fallsville. More importantly, it was time for the Fallsville Fall Parade, the most beloved event of the year. The Fallsville Fall Parade was a glorious autumn extravaganza. Each year, the townspeople lined the streets to watch the band march, the dancers twirl, and the floats float through the autumnal downtown. Everyone in Fallsville had a special job in preparation for the parade. Miss Julie, the elementary school art teacher, decorated the floats with the help of her students. Susie Atkins, the baker from Town Square Cafe, made sticky cinnamon apple donuts on the morning of the parade. Members of the Fallsville Nature Club swept all of the leaves that had fallen so that the street would be pristine. And while many parades have music, performers, and decorated vehicles, the Fallsville Fall Parade had something very unique. Giant balloons. These giant balloons were as big as the tallest buildings in town. They came in all different shapes and sizes, like a baby elephant, and a red velvet cupcake, and a sailboat. They were the most popular part of the event, and watching the balloons the night before the parade was a very special job. If you watched the balloons on Parade Eve, you got to see them take off before anyone else. You also got to march in the parade as head of the balloon brigade. You even got to wear a crown made of balloons. Being the balloon watcher was such a desired position that the town designed a system to make sure everyone got a turn once in their lifetime. Kenny had wanted to be the balloon watcher ever since she was a little girl. When it was her dad's turn, he let her stay up all night to make sure the balloons didn't pop or blow away. It was the most magical night of her life. And now, it was finally Kenny's turn. Kenny skipped through the town on the way to her balloon guarding post. She was so excited.
Big day today, Kenny. Have fun, shouted Mr. Anderson, the owner of the newspaper stand.
Thanks, Mr. Anderson. See you tomorrow morning at the parade.
Each person she passed gave her a big smile and an excited wave. This got her even more pumped. As she approached the end of the street, she saw the huge tarp that hid all of the balloons, keeping them a surprise for the following day. Raymond, the balloon designer, stood outside and gestured for Kenny to come over. Raymond was a tall, older man with a long gray beard. He was a retired nurse and the most creative person in Fallsville. He'd been designing and making balloons for over 50 years. Before that, the balloons were created by his grandmother, and before that, his great-grandmother, and so on.
Morning, Kenny, Excited for tonight?
You bet, said Kenny.
Raymond lifted up the bottom of the tarp and walked underneath. Kenny followed. He led her down the row of balloons, explaining how he made them.
This one is made of papier-mâché and took me 101 hours to make.
Raymond pointed at a giant inflatable owl with glowing orange eyes. It was spectacular. You could see the details of each feather on the wings. Its beak was a metallic bronze color. Kenny had never seen anything like it. Each balloon was more magnificent than the last.
All right, Kenny. All you need to remember is that the tarp has to be hammered down on all four sides so that the balloons don't blow away.
Kenny looked around. It seemed easy enough. The sides of the tarp were attached to the ground using thick metal spikes.
If you have any questions, call me.
Raymond handed Kenny a small piece of paper with his phone number written on it and left. It was just Kenny and the balloons now. As the sun set, everyone returned to their homes. Typically, the residents of Fallsville went to bed early the night before the parade. They had to wake up early to take their places on the sidewalk for the festivities. The once busy street was now silent. It seemed like Kenny was the only person still awake. Now we wait. Kenny sat on the ground looking up at the balloons. She imagined what it was going to be like in the morning. Everyone cheering as she glided down the street, pulling the balloons behind her. And as she fantasized about the parade, her eyelids began to feel heavy. Oh, come on, Kenny. Stay awake, she muttered to herself. A sudden clap of thunder made Kenny snap awake. She sat up straight and looked around her as lightning illuminated the sky. It was so bright that she could see it from under the tarp. The wind picked up and the tarp began to rustle. In a bad storm like this, Kenny would normally stay inside. The wind howled and the balloons jostled in the air. Kenny stood in the center and tried to hold all the strings, keeping the balloons in place. And then she heard a loud clunk. Kenny turned around to see what was happening. The big metal sticks that held the tarp in place were popping out of the ground, one by one. No, she shouted. Kenny scrambled to the edge of the tarp, but before she could get there, it blew wildly into the sky, leaving the balloons exposed. The wind was relentless. Kenny covered her face to keep dirt from blowing into her eyes. A popping noise exploded from behind Kenny. The balloon strings were snapping, sending the balloons up into the air. Kenny threw her arms up in an attempt to grab them, but it was too late. All the balloons had disappeared into the sky and out of sight. Kenny sat on the ground with her face covered in lashing rain. How was she going to explain this to everyone? As a tear rolled down her face, the rain went from a downpour to a drizzle. The storm had passed. Kenny reached into her pocket for the small slip of paper containing Raymond's number. But it was too soggy to read. She took a deep breath and wiped the water off her face. Pull yourself together, Kenny. What are you going to do? Kenny looked around. She noticed leaves that had been blown into the air were now slowly falling to the ground. What goes up must come down. Kenny remembered that balloons float for a while, but will eventually fall back to earth. Maybe they would show up somewhere around town. Kenny saw a bike leaning against the brick wall across the street. She ran over and hopped on. This would be the quickest way to search for them. She pedaled from one edge of the city to the other. But the balloons weren't tangled up in the trees at the park. They weren't lying on the roof of the library. They didn't deflate and end up in the dumpsters behind the grocery store. The balloons were gone. Oh, I'm never going to be able to find those balloons. How will we have the parade with no balloons? At that moment, Kenny had another idea. She was standing in front of Andrea's art supply store. If Kenny couldn't find the original balloons, maybe she could make new balloons. Andrea had given Kenny a spare key to the store in case of emergency. This was definitely an emergency. Kenny let herself in and grabbed everything she could find. Glue, rhinestones, googly eyes, glow-in-the-dark watermelon stickers. She gathered everything into a pile on the floor and started to create. But after a few minutes, Kenny started to think this wasn't such a good idea. She was covered in glitter and hadn't made anything even close to what Raymond had designed. This wasn't going to work. The sun was beginning to rise. It was almost time for the Fallsville Fall Parade, and Kenny had nothing. Everyone's going to be so mad at me, thought Kenny. There's no point in sticking around to get shouted at. Kenny walked out of the art store and got back on the bike. She was going to ride until she couldn't even see Fallsville behind her. That way, she wouldn't get in trouble. She pedaled furiously until she reached the outskirts of town. Kenny's phone buzzed. She stopped her bike and reached into her pocket. It was a text message. "We're so proud of you. Excited for today. Love, Dad." I can't just run away because I messed up. I need to be honest and own up to my mistake. Kenny turned the bike around and made her way back towards Fallsville. When she got there, people were gathered in the town center, eating cinnamon apple donuts and chatting cheerfully. Kenny pulled up and got off her bike. "Everyone, I need to..." As Kenny began to speak, ready to tell everyone what had happened to the balloon, she heard a sound from across the town square. It was Martin, the band leader. He had a bright red face and beads of sweat dripping down his cheeks. "I'm sorry, everyone. The band won't be performing today." Martin's announcement was met with confused faces, especially Kenny's. "I accidentally stepped on my drum while I was getting ready this morning. I put my foot right through it, and now we can't play." Martin looked scared. His lips started to shake. His eyes were watering. Just then, Dr. O'Hara approached Martin and gave him a big hug. He turned to face the crowd that had formed.
"No one should be mad at Martin. He's not the only one who made a mistake," said the doctor.
Kenny was nervous. Did Dr. O'Hara know about the lost balloons?
I forgot to wash all the uniforms for the marchers. They've been sitting in my closet since last year. I burnt the donuts I was making. I drove to the next town over and bought these from a bakery there,"
yelled Susie the baker.
"I overslept,"
shouted the mayor from the open window of his apartment. He was still wearing his polka dot pajamas.
Kenny opened her mouth and shouted out her confession.
"I lost the balloons. They floated away during the storm last night."
Everyone was silent. Raymond stepped forward from the crowd.
"There's always next year to make more balloons. I found that giant owl I made rather terrifying, to be honest."
Raymond smiled at Kenny. Everyone began to laugh, including Kenny. She felt a weight lift off her shoulders. She hadn't done anything wrong. It was just an accident. Accidents happen to everyone. The townspeople looked around awkwardly. There was no parade. So now what? Then Kenny had her best idea yet. She jumped onto the steps of the library and shouted to the crowd,
"Does everyone just want to have a dance party instead of the parade?"
"Right on. I have speakers and an emergency disco ball,"
shouted Martin.
"I'll put on my dancing shoes. Be right back,"
answered the mayor. The mayor slammed his window shut to get changed.
"I have plenty of burnt and not burnt donuts," laughed Susie.
The music from Martin's speakers flowed through Fallsville, and everyone got grooving. Friends, families, and neighbors joined together to dance, eat, and celebrate. The mistakes everyone made didn't ruin the parade. They just created some funny new memories. The very next year, the parade went ahead as planned, but this time, the mistakes flowed freely. Disappearing balloons, exploding donuts, and the mayor, still dressed in his furry onesie, were particular highlights of the show. And best of all, they renamed it the Whoopsgiving Parade.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Little Stories Everywhere ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids and Apple Podcasts. Grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
From Wondery, this is Little Stories Everywhere. This is The Whoopsgiving Parade, written by Jordan Myrick. I'm your host, Virginia Madsen. Brian White is our associate producer. Audio assistance by Sergio Enriquez. This episode is sound designed by McCubbin Owens. Our editor and senior producer is Sarah Serrano. Executive producers are Janine Cornelow, Stephanie Jens, and Marshall Louie for Wondery.